It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. With fantasy football knowledge so fat, it makes your mama look skinny.
Roasted.
Here they are. Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore. The Fantasy Football Guys.
Yeah, that's right. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. Kevin.
Lyle.
And it's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Yeah, it is Wednesday night. You're doing the, it makes your mama look skinny.
Uh-huh.
I was listening yesterday to George Wallace play that back and forth with the audience, and there were some great ones, but I was driving, and I can't remember any of them.
Oh, that sucks.
There were a couple I was like, oh, that's
beautiful. One person actually sent us a whole bunch of ideas on Twitter.
Did they did, but they were pretty... but they were all kind of weird. Like,
all right.
I don't mind weird, but they were like, you know, felching fantasy. I mean,
yeah. That's like, a little, yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to
go felching.
Well, if you don't know what felching is, we're not going to tell you, but by all means, go to Urban
Dictionary.
Do yourself
a favor and don't look it up.
Well, yeah, don't look it up. Don't look for images.
Certainly not.
Or not videos, but, you know, if you're curious, you can know. Liz Losa from Yahoo Fantasy Sports will not be joining us today, but we will be posting or retweeting her Friday column that talks about her deep sleepers and such, so be on the lookout for that. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you can check us out there at TFFG. Our website is, of course, thefantasyfootballguys.com, where you'll find a cool-ass forum where you can talk with like-minded folks about this thing that we do.
Indeed.
All right, let's get to some news, shall we? I know you're going to be disappointed about this, Lyle, but Eddie Lacy ruled out for Week 10. Apparently, he's got a growing issue.
Dude, I told you, man.
I think he lasts
what? Who'd we start over him?
Everybody.
Was it Delanie Walker? Remember we were having a conversation?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was like anybody other than Eddie Lacy.
Yeah. They were talking about, you know, Lacy's going to take over and blah, 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 blah.
I think I saw, no, that was a week before. Was it this last week that you actually had Eddie Lacy in the lineup?
Because I had to. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Not well.
Yeah, didn't work out for anybody. Martellus Bennett released by the Packers. It's kind of weird. He's been having some injury issues over the course of the season. But, you know, you can't look at his stint with the Packers as anything but a failure. I was kind of excited about him going there.
Me too. But, you know, listen, it's not like Aaron Rodgers looked for the tight end super often anyway. He was never that type of quarterback. And with him getting hurt and now Hundley coming in, and then obviously Bennett has had shoulder issues.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'll allow it. Leonard Fournette was on time to practice Wednesday.
Look at that.
yeah, so I guess he didn't like having to sit out for a whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, did he miss a game check behind that?
If
you're suspended, I don't know. Who knows? None of my business, but I'm guessing he's not going to let that happen again. Back to the Eddie Lacy thing. Tommy Rawls set to start Week 10. Daryl Bevel, the OC, says that.
Good luck.
So
you guys go ahead. You guys go right ahead.
Well, you know what? The thing is, now that you have Lacy out, Rawls may actually have a scintilla of value.
I am not buying it.
A scintilla.
I am not buying it, dude.
A skosh. A modicum.
I don't trust. I mean, I can't even trust this offense. Look at this.
You know who I do trust?
They put up on the Redskins, dude.
Yeah, I understand. But dude, Russell had almost 100 yards rushing.
Sure.
Right? Doug Baldwin, big TD at the end.
That's
so
true.
There are, you know, even though the offense isn't great as far as, you know, putting up actual points in a game for fantasy, there's a couple guys who stand out. I just don't think Tommy Rawls is going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Mike Evans suspended for one game, presumably this one. He actually had his appeal heard and denied. Basically, he just shoved the dude to the ground and yada, yada, yada. So he's
it was
out.
A little bit more aggressive than that, but
it was.
Okay.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to describe it in graphic detail, but it was enough to get kicked for a game. So that means there could be an opportunity for Chris Godwin, Delaware native, to step into Evans' role on the outside and maybe shine a little bit.
We'll see.
He has a catch or two a game, but, you know, now he's going to be out there. He may actually start. So, you know, he's maybe a sneaky go.
Out of the 302, Kevin.
That's right. He went to your school.
He did.
Yeah.
Middletown High School.
You walked the same halls that an NFL player
No,
did.
I did not. Unless he went to Middletown Middle. It was a different school back then.
Oh, Middletown High was a different school?
Yeah, it was where Middletown Middle School is now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that used to be the high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston shut down indefinitely So that means we have another team that has the beard. Let me tell you something. If I'm the starting quarterback in the NFL and the beard shows up to back me up,
yeah, I know.
I'm getting higher insurance. Because that dude will take over your job due to injury. That's for sure.
That's what he's been doing. He made a whole career out of it, man.
Yeah, and then, you know, he started a couple seasons.
He had some success in certain, you know, situations.
He did, and, you know, I think he's a better backup, a guy who comes in to play than a guy who's, quote-unquote, the guy, but we'll see.
It's hard to judge because anybody who turns to Ryan Fitzpatrick as their starting quarterback, typically not a great team. So,
right, I think Tampa falls, you know, solidly into that category this time.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Dez Bryant, he tweaked his ankle. It's not considered to be serious, so look for him to play against the Falcons coming up in Week 10. And that...
be the news?
Be your news.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Lyle, let me tell you about Jeff and Andy. You know about Jeff and Andy?
I do know about Jeff and Andy.
Two ordinary dudes who just got fed up with buying an overpriced product to do something that all guys have to do, shave.
That's right. So, these two guys that started Harry's and bought their own German factory with over 100 years blade-making experience to ensure the highest quality, all products are also backed by 100% quality guarantee.
Nice. Harry's offers blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razors, selling directly to you over the internet.
Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades that they'll give you a trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/ffguys. Just pay a few bucks for shipping.
That ain't bad. I got the kit myself, and I love it. The blades shave close without any irritation on the skin, which is cool. And the shave gel that came with the kit really makes the entire experience smooth. It smells good. The razor glides. It's great. So if you're a guy with a face, and you know who you are, you owe it to yourself to give Harry's a try. I think you'll switch from your old blades to Harry's, just like over 3 million other guys have.
That's right. So claim your free trial offer from Harry's today, a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover the shipping.
Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle with 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, which is good because I have the beard here. You got to get close up there.
Yeah, you got to trim
it. You kind of turn it over, and you got the single blade. Nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you also get rich lathering shave gel as well as a travel blade cover.
So to get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/ffguys right now. That's harrys.com/ffguys.
All righty then.
Yo.
Let's take a look at the games, shall we? There's 4 teams on bye this week. So that means we're going to have 14 games?
Something like that. I don't know, Kevin.
Thursday night tilt is Seahawks. Yeah, you're sick.
I am.
Stay over there.
What do you want me to do?
Bastard.
I was far worse yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is,
I'm coming out of it. But my voice is kind of going. So apologies if you have to listen to my raspy.
Well, they're used to listening to you snort and sniffle and cough. And
but it's way worse today than it usually is.
Which is unfortunate. Oh, there he goes. Seahawks at Cardinals. Man. Russell Wilson, we were just talking about that guy. Dude, last 3 games, he's averaging 328 per, has 8 TDs and 2 picks in that span. He's also running for an average of 11 times for 56 yards. Doesn't have a TD there, though. Dude, the Cardinals are really, really loose against quarterbacks. They're 28th. Russell Wilson is an auto start this week for me. Love the dude. And, you know, earlier in the season, you know, just as usual, he's not that great a start. But as you get to this part of the season, he becomes a guy you want to throw in. We talked about the running backs. Rawls is going to start. Not a great matchup. The Cardinals are pretty good against the run. So, you know, Thomas Rawls is, because of the situation and the matchup, play at your own risk. I do not recommend. On the other hand, the receivers, just like against the quarterbacks, the Cardinals are pretty bad against receivers as well. Giving up 37 points a game, Doug Baldwin, loved what he's doing the last 3 games, averaging 61 yards, had a TD to almost win the game. Yeah, Paul Richardson is questionable with a groin injury, but he's also averaging 67 yards per game. He has 3 TDs in the last 3 games, which is basically... came over the course of 2. But anyway, I think Richardson's a good start in this matchup. Tyler Lockett, he's got 13 catches for 59 over the same 3-week period. But the other two guys seem to be the focus of the offense. Lockett's just the, you know, occasional throw. But you know what? If you get return yards, he's a definite go. As far as tight ends go, you took a look at Jimmy Graham. He's questionable with that ankle. He got a horse collar tackle, and I think that's the crux of that. So if he plays, you've got to play him, obviously. Four TDs in the last three. I'm glad to see they're finally looking for Jimmy Graham in that offense. I think it's about damn time. From the Cardinals side, not nearly as much to love. Drew Stanton's not a guy you really want to play. Adrian Peterson, on the other hand, is... dude had, what, like 37 carries this last week. 37 carries, got a buck 59 out of it. Yeah. Didn't get any touchdowns. Hasn't had a touchdown since his first game with the Cardinals. But, dude, if you clock a buck 59, you're getting bonus points, et cetera. So I think he's definitely a go. It's not the best matchup because the Seahawks are good against the run. But really, at this point, with the bye weeks, et cetera, sitting Adrian Peterson is probably not a good idea, at least in a flex. Love Larry Fitzgerald. That guy is just a beast who never seems to age.
He is, brother.
Dude's averaging 73 yards per, has a TD in his last three. He's really the only receiver I trust on this team to be consistent. And that's that game.
Right. Brother. Man.
Brother?
Packers at Bears. This used to be a really big-time marquee matchup.
Well, you know what? It used to be where the Packers would just go to Chicago and kick that ass. But this year, you don't know.
You don't know.
It could be a close game.
Brett Hundley's, playing quarterback. Not going to play him. I think we got a good look at what the Ty Montgomery, Aaron Jones split is going to be. And so I think that's good information, I guess.
But what it does is it really kind of throws them both out the window.
It though. Does. They're not. I mean, I still think you have to play Aaron Jones. I think that they at least meet the threshold for flex, right? But this entire offense has fallen to that category for me. You look at a guy like Jordy Nelson, who was an auto start, you know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when Aaron Rodgers went down.
Right.
Now you have to think about it. Same thing with Davante Adams. You know, these guys aren't wide receiver ones anymore.
No.
But they are people I think you still have to consider when you're looking at your flexes, particularly when you have bye weeks and stuff. So,
yeah, right there, snorting.
Dude, I just can't breathe. So that's about as far as I'll go with them from the Bears side, brother.
It's
Jordan Howard,
it's one dude, yeah,
yeah,
it's one guy,
and I'm out.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, you know, loved Zach Miller, but you know, he almost lost a leg, for God's sake.
Yeah, he did.
Right, so let's look at the Browns and Lions. This one also.
Did you get my text?
Oh, did you send? I don't have my phone.
I sent you a text.
I have to open my message.
You should definitely do that.
I didn't know you were texting.
That's okay. the freaking Browns.
Dude, I didn't get it. Send it again.
Please. Okay.
All right. So we're looking at the Browns and the Lions. Who are they going to play quarterback? Probably Kaiser, right? But
I guess
at this point, it's like it doesn't matter. Isaiah Crowell, I still like this guy, especially against the Lions here. They're 23rd against fantasy running backs. So Crowell is averaging 54 yards on the ground in his last four, and also 28 through the air. So that puts him, you know, pretty close to 100 yards, and this is a good matchup. He may actually crack 100 total yards.
He cracked 100 in his last game, you know, against Minnesota.
Which is odd because
total.
Minnesota,
and a touchdown.
Minnesota's staunch, right? So I think
supposedly.
Supposedly. I still didn't get it, dude.
I sent it to you. It says you got it on all formats. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't have
it's
it.
Sort of important. But anyway, just go ahead. Keep going.
Well, just write a paper
note.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah, okay. So Duke Johnson is questionable with a head. I guess that means concussion. But I think if he plays, you play him as well. Only in a PPR, though. So I like both of these running backs situationally. The receivers, the exact opposite. It's a good matchup, but I'm not going to hang my hat on Britt, Lewis, Higgins, any of these guys. And it also comes down to, you know, who you're going to play at tight end. Njoku? I don't think so.
No.
So really, for the Browns,
mm-hmm.
it's the running backs, you know? From the Lions side, I'm looking forward to this.
From the Lions side? You're looking forward to?
No.
Looking
at the note.
Got it.
Yeah, so this is unfortunate. I've got to click every link.
It is what it is.
Okay, so Matty Stafford, you know, yesterday I watched the game that he played where he threw the touchdown pass with the dislocated shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. So basically, you know, looking at Matty Stafford, the guy's been over 300 yards for 3 weeks straight. He's thrown, seven touchdowns and three picks over the last 4 weeks as well. Three of the picks came in one game against New Orleans. Who knows what happened there? But he hasn't thrown a pick in a couple of weeks. I like Matty Stafford in this matchup. The Browns are not great against, as you would expect, great against quarterbacks. Ameer Abdullah and Theo Riddick, maybe in a PPR, it's not a great matchup for them either, and they don't really produce. I would be hard-pressed to play either of these guys. Love Golden Tate, dude. You know, he's blowing it up. He always seems to make the catch that, you know, at the important time.
He's a heck of a wide receiver, pal.
Yeah, so the last 3 weeks, 96, 86, 113 yards, only has one TD in that span. But I think he's a certain play against this Cleveland Browns defense. Marvin Jones actually got in the end zone last week too, but really for me it's Golden Tate here. And Eric Ebron is basically useless as a tight end unless you're absolutely desperate. And even if you are, there's guys way ahead of Ebron for your attention.
Griggity Grizzy, come on. Come on back.
A Griggity Grizzy. All right.
Steelers taking on the Colts, man. And, dude, a lot of people have Steelers in the in the running for Super Bowl, man.
They do.
I mean, you really can't argue it, but I'm just saying.
You know. What's their record?
6-2?
Yeah. So, you know, they're tied for the lead in the AFC.
Yeah, but you just don't think of them as necessarily a powerhouse, you know?
Right. You know, they have the same record as the Patriots, but you would figure that if those two teams played.
The Patriots would be.
No matter where they played.
Right. I don't know. Never know. Anyway, Big Ben, from a fantasy perspective, don't think I'm a huge fan. It's been this way for quite some time now. I mean, you know, the guy's got four touchdowns in his last four games, two picks there. He's averaging like 250. You know, not big numbers. So, you know, I think I would fade him in pretty much any format. Lev Bell, conversely. Guy we're going to play.
Well, yeah.
I don't think I need to talk about that a lot. Antonio Brown, obviously. Although, last 3 weeks, dude, 10 targets in each game, 5, 4, and 8 catches in those. Kind of a bummer, you know, when you're targeted 10 times and only catch 4 of them.
Yeah.
But, you know. So, what do you think is going to happen with Martavis Bryant now and Juju?
You know, I think that they're going to play the hot hand. I think they're going to move those guys in and out, and whoever's making the plays is the guy who gets to stay in.
Well, now they're saying that, you know, Bryant handles his suspension well, or being left at home well.
Well, they're paying him money. They're not going to throw the guy under the bus.
Yeah, but why don't you I don't understand why you can't just pull somebody aside and go, hey, what's happening?
Pretty sure that happened, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I would play. I don't know how you can't play Juju if you're in need of a wide receiver right now.
I have him in a league.
Yeah, and just throw him in as a flex. Kind of hard to ignore what he did in his last game. So that being said, though, temper, because Martavis Bryant is back, and that could obviously change roles quite a bit and very quickly.
Well, we know what Bryant can do when he's focused and, you know, gets targeted.
Sure.
We've seen it.
Mm-hmm. From the Colts side, Brissett exists.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Again,
he actually had a pretty good game last
week.
He was
okay. Yeah, 308, two touchdowns. You know, it was all right. He had a 122 passer rating. Probably his best game yet.
Well, I think that, you know, it's coincidentally that as soon as Andrew Luck gets 100% shut down for the season, Brissett has his best, most consistent game of the year.
Right.
I don't know if he was kind of looking over his shoulder, and maybe now he's not so much.
Maybe.
He knows the job is his. And, dude, there's a possibility that Luck is done.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, I've read this a couple reports that because he played on it for a year and a half when it was injured,
right,
he may have done irreparable damage. He could just be done.
Wow.
So it may be Brissett's job to lose going forward.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. That's a rough spot to be in. Fantasy-wise, though, not something that we routinely discuss. Frankie Gore is a play if you must. If you're looking for 70 total yards, he's your guy.
No TDs.
Marlon Mack, again, you know, I wish they would give him the freaking ball. But, you know, again, not a reliable play from fantasy until they start actually giving him the rock consistently.
Well, from what I hear, They're looking to get him more involved.
Yeah, I've read that too. T.Y. Hilton proved last week why you never ever sit him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get crazy after a while and you go, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, previous several games, I mean, he had 15 yards against Cincinnati. So you're like, ugh, maybe I could sit T.Y. Yeah, you really can't. And Jack Doyle's, you know, playing really, really well this year, so I like him as a tight end.
I absolutely agree. It's the Chargers at the Jaguars. Jaguars pretty staunch against quarterbacks. They're number one, in fact, only giving up 6.7 points per game. Phillip Rivers, conversely, hasn't really cracked 300 yards since October 1st. So can you trust Phillip Rivers on the road in Jacksonville? I'm going to say no. If you have a better option, please explore it. Yeah. I love Phillip Rivers as a quarterback, but sometimes the cards are just stacked against you. And I don't know that he's going to be able to have success against Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Sorry, Phillip, dig you, but I'm not going to do it. Melvin Gordon, on the other hand, you know, it's not such a tight matchup for him. And he's doing pretty well, too, this last year. He's 87 yards last game, you know, and he doesn't really catch the ball as much as we'd like to see him. He did have a game against Oakland where he caught 9 for 67 and a touchdown. But, you know, he had 132 yards last week, 105 on October 8th. He does have the occasional stinker against Denver, only had 38. But I don't really think there's a situation where you can sit Melvin Gordon. Nope. And be happy with your life. The receivers are a little bit different, dude. I mean, you know, you want to love Keenan Allen, but he's only averaging, you know, I think it's 54 yards a game. And Jacksonville's staunch against receivers. So can you sit Keenan Allen?
No, probably not.
You really
but,
can't, but, yeah, you know,
but
temper your expectations to be sure. And the same thing with Phillip Rivers. You may be stuck playing the guy.
Right.
You know, it's like, are you going to play Phillip Rivers or are you going to play Jacoby Brissett?
Right. Yeah,
you know, I'd probably want to roll the dice with Rivers just because.
So you had Rivers and Winston, right?
Right.
You
know, that's the situation. Yeah. That's what we have in the ESPN league with the
all the shows on
Block Talk Radio. Yeah. So Winston's out. So
got to play Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe McCown was available, and maybe I can pick him up. But
I would do that.
Yeah, that's probably better go.
Well, I don't know if it's a better go necessarily, but certainly talking about it now because Rivers hasn't been putting up big numbers.
Hasn't, and the matchup stinks. So there you have it. Let's take a look at Hunter Henry. This is a guy I would probably look to play. Only had 11 yards against the Patriots, and that was kind of weird. But he's routinely been over 50 yards the last couple weeks, 73-90 against Oakland. So for a tight end, I'm definitely playing him. From the other side, dude, from Jacksonville, you know what? People are talking about Jacksonville for the playoffs at this point.
I know they are.
And it's not really because of what Blake Bortles is doing, quite frankly. You know, we see what that guy is capable of. Now, you know, yeah, he hasn't had a turnover as far as interception goes in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, we're talking 330 and a touchdown against Indianapolis, which you'd think you'd be able to do better with. 259 and a touchdown against Cincinnati, you know, at home. And you think you'd be able to do better with that. So, he has had a 4-touchdown game this year against Baltimore, which was kind of impressive. But, you know, I want to see a little more consistency and a little more production before I go, hey, Blake Bortles is a start.
Agreed.
I think he's playing better this year, but I don't really see him as a guy I'm going to confidently toss in. We mentioned Fournette being on time to practice, which is a plus. Obviously, the guys that play a $1.30 and a $1.81 each of the last two games and a touchdown in the game against the Rams and 2 against Pittsburgh, which ain't easy to do. So I'll definitely play Leonard Fournette, as should you. Ivory and Yeldon with Leonard there, you know, they're really kind of useless. Don't really love any of the receivers. I mean, you know, Marquise Lee's, you know, averaging 68 over the past 3. No TDs, though. You know, so maybe as a bye week flex or something, Marquise Lee is good. Hearns, not quite as good, not as many yards, no touchdowns. So who the hell is this guy throwing to?
Well, that's why he has 1 touchdown a week.
That's why. There you go. Mercedes Lewis. Lyle loves him.
I just think he's a very good tight end. I mean, you know.
He's dude, three catches for 22 yards over the past.
I'm sorry, average. but the week before that.
He caught you a fin.
Or another week before, yeah. He went and grabbed me a fin.
I know.
So I'm a fan. You're down $5. Saints taking on the Bills. What can you say about Drew Brees from a fantasy perspective other than play him? Again, he does not have the huge numbers that he's had in the past, right? He's down below 280 in terms of yards per game this year. Only 13 touchdowns so far.
Yeah, it's not Breeze-like.
Not the Breeze-like numbers that we've seen where he was averaging 330, and at this point in the season, he'd probably have 20 touchdowns or something.
18. Well, you know, the thing is the team is playing better. They're running the ball better.
That, I think, has a lot to do with it because, yeah, so between Kamara and Ingram, they have 7 touchdowns on the ground, and Kamara, I believe... yeah, he caught one through the air last week. So he has another one. So that's 9 touchdowns on the ground. So that would put Breeze right around that 20 touchdown mark.
Yeah.
Had they not been doing that. So, anyway, both of those guys are starts. Mark Ingram over his last 4 is right around 84 yards a game. And again, he has 4 touchdowns in those. Didn't score last week, but in the previous 3, he clocked 4. Sorry, dude. My throat's just messed up.
I know.
Kamara, is there a rookie running back right now playing better than he is? Because it's not Kareem Hunt at this point.
No, he's actually more of like an RB2 at this point because he's just not getting the snaps. He's on the field for less than half the snaps.
Agreed. Oh, man, my throat is tore up. dude.
You all right?
I just can't talk. Michael Thomas is the obvious number one wide receiver there. Putting up the yardage, not so many touchdowns. That's kind of a bummer. But Teddy Ginn is eking his way into must-start territory when it comes to a flex, at least, Kevin.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, you know, look at the game against Tampa, man. He caught 4 passes on 5 targets for 59 yards and a touchdown. Those are decent numbers for a flex.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah. Against Green Bay, he had 141 yards. He's working his way in there. I just can't talk to
you. Okay, you want me to take over for you? Okay. So what was the last guy you talked about? I was kind of doing my own thing over here.
Ted Ginn.
Okay, did you finish with Ginn? Okay. All right, so let's look at the Kobe Fleener's kind of useless as a tight end, but it's a good matchup for him because the Bills are 21st against fantasy tight ends. From the Buffalo Bills side, you got Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod actually had himself a pretty good game last week. Didn't really throw for a whole lot of yards, 285, but he had 2 TDs, ran a TD in with 6 attempts on the ground, 35 yards. So that was against the Jets, who aren't a bad defense. But against the Saints are 13th against fantasy quarterbacks, just giving up 15 points. I think I'm playing Tyrod Taylor this week. May not be happy about it, but if I got him, I'm going to play him. Shady McCoy is a guy I'm playing. He's averaging .102 on the ground for the last 3 games. Also, 17 catches and 26 yards over the last 3 in the same span there. So, yeah, Shady McCoy, obviously, a big fat thumbs up. It gets a little more complicated when you get to the wide receivers because the Saints are 11th against fantasy receivers. Zay Jones is questionable with the knee. He hasn't really been that big of a factor over the course of the last 3 games anyway. Deontay Thompson is really the guy you want to look at. This guy is playing out of his freaking mind. Last game he had, 81 yards and a touchdown on 7 receptions. Now, before that, he was 1 catch for 5 yards, but before that, he was 4 for .107. So, situationally and as a flex, I think Deontay Thompson may be a guy you want to toss in. Certainly in a DraftKings league where you need a little bit more of a roll of the dice to be able to hop to the top of that list. Jordan Matthews is kind of useless as well. So for me, really, from the receivers, is Deontay Thompson. From what I understand, Charles Clay back at practice.
Yeah, exciting.
You better now? You good?
We'll see.
Yeah, okay. Charles Clay back at practice, and he's maybe a go for this week. But the matchup stinks. New Orleans number 3 against fantasy tight ends. So yeah, we'll have to see how that works out. Okay, so to the Jets game. It's going to be the Jets and the Bucks. Josh McCown has turned himself into a guy you probably want to play. Hasn't had an interception for the last couple weeks. He's not going to get you a ton of yards. He's only had 1 game over 300 against New England. I think back at that time, everybody was doing it. Only had .140 and a touchdown against Buffalo. 257, 2 touchdowns against Atlanta. I think as a buy fill-in, or I don't want to count on him week to week, but I've played him a lot in a bunch of different leagues this year, and he's done well for me.
He's not horrible.
Yeah, so, if you're looking for a cube or you've got Phillip Rivers, McCown may be the guy for you.
Right.
I'd like to find a reason to play Bilal Powell. He's making it difficult for me, though. You know, he's averaging 27 yards a game the last three. He's averaging 32 yards a game on the for receptions. Is that true? Yeah, I guess it is.
Roughly.
But there's a zero game in there as well, though. He just had a good week previously. So can't really call any of these guys out as far as the running game, except for maybe Matt Forte.
Matt Forte has been playing well lately.
Yeah, 77 yards on the ground against Buffalo, 19 yards on four catches. So that was pretty good. But the week before, he only had 7 yards on the ground. And, 45 yards through the air. So he's playable. I'm acting surprised, but I'm not really. He's playing to the point where you could probably call him in as a flex in a bye week if you need it. The receivers, really, for me, it's Robbie Anderson. The guy's playing well. McCown's playing well and is looking for him. So I think he's a wide receiver, too, at least. You know, he's not going to be a wide receiver, one, to be sure, but flex is a wide receiver, too. He's fine. Austin Seferian Jenkins, averaging 31 over the last four, has three TDs in that span. Not a great matchup for him. The Bucs are pretty good against tight ends, but I would still play him if he's been your guy. We talked about Winston being out. Ryan Fitzpatrick steps in. Last game he had 293 TDs and a couple picks. That's a pretty standard Ryan Fitzpatrick stat line. The matchup is good against the Jets, 24th against fantasy quarterbacks. So I'm going to give Ryan Fitzpatrick a thumbs up, dude, especially if you had Winston.
Wow.
And you need, yeah, why not? We know that he can produce. So against this Jets defense.
Can he produce without Mike Evans, though?
Well, that's the thing. Mike Evans is serving his suspension. But he's got DeSean Jackson. He's got Doug Martin who can catch. He's got Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard. So he's going to have some targets. Rookie, we talked about Chris Godwin. I don't know if he's going to get the start or not. He may. He's got Humphreys in the slot. So not having Mike Evans there hurts, but I think he's got other places to look. So I think he'll be okay. So I'm not going to say start Chris Godwin. I actually put him in a flex spot in a DraftKings league. Just because you never know.
Just for giggles.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's the kind of thing you got to do. If he catches a couple TDs and
right,
50 yards, deal. Next thing you know, he's got 25 points. That puts you over the top. Not many people are going to grab him.
Right.
Except for now, of course.
Yeah.
Because
you just ruined that.
Just talking about it. Cameron Brate's a guy you want to play in a tight end spot, averaging 67 over the last two with a couple TDs in that span, like him. And O.J. Howard, I'm going to wait because I think Brate is kind of cramping his style a bit.
I feel you. Vikings taking on the Redskins, and Case Keenum, days numbered, Kevin, you believe?
Well, you know, by number, do you mean, you know, maybe a month from now he's not playing? Yeah, probably. Saying. Yeah, I think Bridgewater is eventually going to take it back over.
Yeah, he has to, right? Well, Redskins are giving up 20, or just under 18 points a game to fantasy quarterbacks. They're ranked 21st. It's not a bad matchup for Keenum this week. So if you need a bye week fill-in, or you had Winston, or you're looking to get a little bit kooky in the DraftKings leagues, I don't hate it. From the running back side, you know, McKinnon, dude, I can't believe it, but he actually is startable. I mean, you know, it seemed like every time he had opportunities in the past, he did not step up.
Right.
Like when AP was suspended for that year. You know, they had Matt Asiata and McKinnon and everybody was going back and forth. He just didn't get it done. Now he is, and I think he's a pretty safe play.
Especially in a PPR.
Especially in a PPR. Tavis Murray, not so much. He had the one good game, but, you know, he really is not the running back to have in that system, funny enough. From the wide receiver side, obviously Diggs has not had a good game since October 1st, been banged up and stuff. Still, when he's in, I think you have to play him, dude.
You kind of do.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that kind of just goes off. And Thielen is the same way. Anytime he's in the lineup, I mean, you know, double-digit targets 3 weeks in a row, that's kind of hard to ignore from a fantasy perspective. Now, I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
From the Redskins side.
Here we go.
Dude, Vikings are fourth against quarterbacks, second against running backs, 15th against wide receivers. Oh, but they don't have any. 15th against tight ends. Oh, but both of them are questionable. Okay. Can you start Kirk Cousins here?
With nobody to throw to?
I don't know.
I don't know. Chris Thompson's healthy. Maybe he'll throw to him.
Yeah. Well, one of those tight ends is going to play, right? Whether it be Reed or...
Oh, you would assume that, you know, probably Davis.
So, look, Cousins had a stretch of decent games against, I guess, KC. He was 220 and two touchdowns, no picks. He had a really good game against San Francisco, and he threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns against Philly. That's it, dude. You know, he had 365 and three touchdowns against Oakland early in the season, but the last two games, he's got one touchdown in those two.
Yeah, not good.
I don't know, man.
Bad matchup?
Bad matchup. I would look elsewhere if possible. From the running backs, despite the fact that the Vikings are quite good against fantasy runners, I think you have to play Chris Thompson in...
I don't really think he's sittable at this point.
In a PPR?
Yeah.
In a non-PPR, he is sittable.
He is, in a standard.
But in a PPR, he's a play. These wide receivers, dude, I'm out. We have been going back and forth all year trying to give them a chance. Crowder's still questionable with that hamstring. We have given Terrell Pryor more than enough opportunity.
I'm sure Gruden feels the same way.
And Ryan Grant, we were really hoping would step up, right? I'm just not buying it. Now, Vikings are 15th against fantasy tight ends, so if Reed plays, play him. If Reed's hurt and Vernon Davis plays, play him. You know what I mean? But other than that, I really can't. It's Chris Thompson.
Not a whole lot to love there, dude. No. But you know what? The thing is, this team with these walking wounded and these bad receivers beat the Seahawks.
They beat the Seahawks.
So, you know, something's going on there with this offense.
Yeah, but I mean, they beat the Seahawks, but they still didn't. I mean, it wasn't a big fantasy day for anybody.
It wasn't, no. And you know, this team is going, I think, going the wrong way with their momentum.
They are.
Cincinnati bungles at the Titans. This ought to be a pretty snoozy game in the rain on Sunday. Anyway, Andy Dalton is a guy you probably don't really want to play. Five TDs, four picks in the last three. Better options out there for you, I'm sure. Unless you have Wentz and you have to pick up a guy, Dalton's probably okay. Tennessee plays pretty loose against quarterbacks, giving up almost 17 points a game. So if that's what you're looking for, Dalton's your guy. Running game-wise, the RBs, really, dude, it's Joe Mixon now. He's lifted himself to the front. He's got 33 carries over the last three. Been targeted a few times as well. Has 37 yards through the air there. So, really, it's Joe Mixon, and I think he's at least flex-worthy in this matchup because the Titans are 14th against RBs. The wide receivers, A.J. Green hasn't been A.J. Green-ish lately, and I think a lot of that, of course, has to do with the way Andy Dalton's playing. But Green's one of those guys like T.Y. Hilton that as soon as you sit him, he's going to put a buck and a quarter and two touchdowns on your bench, and you don't want that. So you got to find a place for A.J. Green somewhere. Matchup's pretty good, so I would definitely give him a roll. Tyler Kroft had a TD last week. You could do worse for tight ends. He's got 13 passes over the last three. Only averaging 36, but... you know, he's a tight end and an offense that throws to the tight end, and that's saying something. I know that's a ringing endorsement, but that's all I have for you. Huh. Yeah, from the Titans side, Marcus Mariota is coming close again to playing the way Mariota was playing the end of last year, beginning of this year. He did have an injury, but he's averaging 55 yards per, only one touchdown, one pick in the last couple games. But like I say, he came back from injury. And, you know, Baltimore's pretty tough against the pass. Did have a couple touchdowns in that game. Was 0-0 at Cleveland and 203 yards there. But, you know, what are you going to do? He's going to be playing better as he gets healthier. I did hear that DeMarco Murray, he's not showing on the injury report, but DeMarco Murray was having some sort of issue last game. I don't know if it's going to, you know, impede him at all this game. But he's averaging 52 yards a game on the ground. Derrick Henry's right behind him at 51 with fewer carries. Both of them have a TD in that three-game span. Dude, I don't mind either of them. I would find a place for Derrick Henry, even though he's a quote-unquote backup. I think he's really the second-half guy. The matchup is middling, you know, because the Bengals are 15th against the run, against running backs. But, yeah, I would definitely find a place for both of those guys. If I'm looking for a wide receiver out of this group, you know, be wary because the Bengals are pretty tough against running or against receivers. But, dude, Rishard Matthews... actually put up a game
last
week.
He did. He had himself a day.
70 yards and a TD on four catches. You know, he's basically got 3 to 4 passes a week, up to six against Seattle. So I think he's a guy who you might be able to find room in your flex as a flex for your lineup. Delanie Walker at this point, even hurt, he had himself a day last week. So he's your tight end. More power to you, and definitely play that dude.
I'm on the right.
Yeah.
Texans taking on the Rams, dude. What a game this would have been.
It would have been great.
You know, if Watson was still there. No offense, Tom Savage, but, you know, you're
200. It's okay. You can offend Tom Savage.
You're 219 yards last week and one TD against Indy. It is not getting it done fantasy-wise. Lamar Miller is playing fairly well. He's you know, ran around the 50, 60-yard mark on the ground, another 30, 20 through the air. So, you know, definitely a play. I'd like to see them get Dont'a Foreman involved a little bit more because I would like to start saying his name, mainly because I have him on a couple teams.
Yeah, well, oh, so it's personal.
It is.
I got you.
So is Marlon Mack, too, if you
can
tell.
Yeah, I understand.
So the receivers, though, man, I actually think they're going to be okay. Hopkins had 16 targets last week, caught six of them.
Huge.
86 yards and a touchdown.
Well, you do recall preseason that Hopkins was happy with Savage because he threw to him a lot.
Yeah. It's been since September. Since Hopkins has played in a game and not scored a touchdown.
Wow.
So, yeah, big fan of that. Turns out Will Fuller is human. Did not catch a touchdown or two against Indy, but he was targeted eight times. Only caught two of them for 32 yards, but the targets were there. And I think that's what's important. They're going to get, you know, obviously build a rapport, get on the same page. So I actually think both of those guys are going to be fine. Not as good, but still playable. In most formats. From the Rams side, Jared Goff's starting to work himself into a place where we play him weekly, dude.
He is.
Believe it or not, Houston is 29th against fantasy quarterbacks, giving up almost 20 points a game.
Wait. Do I smell a recommendation coming?
I'm playing him this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I think he's a real sneaky play in DraftKings formats. You know, Houston's number one against fantasy runners. That's a bummer because you have to play Todd Gurley. You're not going to sit the guy, so he's averaging over 100 yards a game.
It's all true.
Yeah, can't pine him. I think I would play Watkins. Listen, man, it seems to me like this team is starting to get on the same page, right? Now, I know that they played the Giants.
Yeah, I know. Pretty easy to win that one.
Yeah, and I know that the Giants you know, gave up, what was it, third and 30? Was it third and 23?
Yeah, Robert Woods was 33 yards away, and he just cruised by the first down marker for the touchdown.
For the touchdown. How pathetic is that? So
this is just in. Robert Woods kind of runs funny. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Hard to put your finger on, but it looks a little weird.
Yeah. I would play Watkins, actually, in this format. I might play Kupp, and I think Robert Woods is almost a certain start.
On the reg.
Yeah, I mean, he really is outplaying everyone else. Back here, but he was good in previous years, man. So I don't know why we're surprised by that.
Well, he was good in Buffalo. So
yeah, that's what I mean.
For me, for DraftKings, when you have that WR3 spot, dude goes right in there.
Yeah, I played him last week.
Yeah, you almost have to.
Yeah,
because he's cheap and he produces.
Yep.
No, he's not going to get you 200 yards and three touchdowns, probably.
Maybe.
But you know, he's going to get a certain number of catches, and he's going to get his yards, and he'll throw a touchdown at you once in a while.
Listen, Houston's 23rd against fantasy wide receivers, giving up almost 35 points a game. So. It's a decent matchup for these guys. I put them in this order. Woods, probably Kupp, and then Watkins. But
yeah, because Watkins had one catch for a bunch of yards and a touchdown. So,
yeah.
You know, I'd rather see.
I don't think it was a bunch of yards.
Well, 67, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, it was. Yeah, so
on two targets.
Two targets, yeah.
Snoozer.
So, but I do think there's a better than average chance that he'll score. They're not going to be able to run.
No.
So they're going to throw a bunch.
Well, I think Gurley will be all right.
Mm-hmm. If all right, you mean 60 yards. Yeah, I'll agree with you.
Yeah, I think fantasy-wise, I think it'll be all right because he catches the ball as well.
Yeah.
So.
All right, good.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Let's talk about those Cowboys and those Falcons. The Cowboys on the road in Atlanta. This is a late game. This will be the not the first
game. This is a trap game for the
For the Cowboys?
For the Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah, trap game defined as, you know, a team that you should beat on your way to a team that is a bigger matchup.
They're going
to
look
Cowboys
ahead.
Cowboys next week.
Looking ahead to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right? They go in to play the Falcons who aren't playing very well. But people forget, man, this is a high-flying offense. They can put numbers up.
They can.
And just as we saw with Seattle last week, you can't take any team for granted in the NFL.
You can't. So, let's take a look at the Cowboys. You got Dak Prescott.
Except maybe the Browns.
I'm sorry?
Except maybe the Browns. You can probably look past the Browns.
You can look past the Browns.
And manage to eke out a victory.
You might be able to look past the Giants, too.
Maybe, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Dak Prescott's a guy you're going to want to play. If I have to tell you why, okay, I will. 209 yards average, six TDs a pick over the last three. Has two TDs running in that span. So, yeah, Dak Prescott. I don't like him because he's a Cowboy. Love him if he was my fantasy quarterback. Zeke Elliott may play. I don't know. We'll have to see. The courts are ruled today, I guess, or Thursday.
Thursday.
So we'll hear from that. It doesn't look good for him. Who knows? But if he does play, obviously he's a play for you. Dez Bryant has that ankle. But I think he's a play as well if he plays. A couple touchdowns over the last three. The rest of these receivers, you know, Terrence Williams had himself a game last week, but he's questionable with the knee. Beasley, not quite the PPR beast he was last year. Butler isn't quite the guy that, you know, consistent player that we'd like. So really it's just about Dez. Jason Witten also had a slight dip in production earlier in the year, but he's back, averaging almost 50 a game over the last three. So I think Witten's a good play as well. Even though the Falcons are pretty staunch against tight ends, you know, he's one of those guys that just, for some reason, his slow ass finds a seam and makes catches. Last year's MVP, Matty Ryan, not quite averaging 250 yards a game the last three. Four TDs and a pick in that span. He's actually run a few, which is kind of fun to watch. He has 54 yards there. So it really, in this matchup against the Cowboys, I think he's a play, even though the team hasn't been playing that well, and he hasn't been playing well. The matchup's pretty good. They're at home, so I'm going to give him the nod.
Word.
With three good quarterbacks on bye this week, I think you kind of have to. Devontae Freeman is questionable with something undisclosed. I don't know what it is. He hasn't been playing like himself lately. No TDs in the last few. But I think if he plays, I think you got to play Devontae Freeman, of course. I think Tevin Coleman is a guy you have to play as well. Maybe as a flex, but he's, you know, if Freeman's out, obviously he's a huge play. But even with Freeman in, I think he's got value. Julio Jones has a lower leg issue once again. We're kind of getting used to seeing that questionable injury line. But, you know, he's averaging close to 100 on the regular. So Sanu is also playing well. Dude, averaging 70 over the last two, has a TD in there. He might be a sneaky wide receiver three or flex play for you as well. Austin Hooper, you know, he's top of the third tier of tight ends probably. 34 yards a game over the last three and a TD in that span. So, but, you know, if you got one of those guys who are out on bye, Hooper's probably one of your better options this week.
Oh, boy, Kevin.
Here we go.
Giants taking on the Niners.
Think Garoppolo makes an appearance this week?
I don't know. Who's the worst team here?
Well, do the Giants have a win?
Yeah.
Do the Niners have a win?
No.
It's the Niners that are worse than.
All right.
Because Bill Parcells himself said, "You are what your record says you are. If you don't have a win, you're worse."
Everybody believes that except when it comes to the Eagles. Everybody's like, "Oh, they're not that good." And dude, by the way, what's that dude's name? Skip Bayless.
Yeah, he's a Cowboy.
I hate that dude.
His job is for you to hate him.
He's just a massive homer, and you could tell.
His job is for you to hate him. He takes the wrong side of just about every opinion.
Oh, God, I can't stand him. Anyway, Giants-Niners, wow. Do we sneaky start Eli this week in the DraftKings League?
Who's he throwing to, man?
Doesn't matter.
Does it?
He's against the Niners. They're 30th against fantasy quarterbacks. Eli could throw four touchdowns this week. Not likely, but I'm just saying, in a DraftKings League, do you roll the dice on Eli? What's he going to run you, 3,300?
That's true.
There's probably backups that are more expensive than he is.
I have seen backups ahead of Eli.
There you go.
List, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think maybe I'd roll Orion's Darkwa.
Yeah, he's been doing pretty well.
He's, you know, he ran for 71 yards last week.
Great matchup, dude.
Great matchup. The Niners are dead last against fantasy running backs. So, I think I'd play him. Do you play Sterling Shepard here? Again, matchup doesn't get any better.
It's pretty good.
He had five catches on nine targets for 70 last week against the Rams. Dude, I think he's a sneaky, sneaky start this week. And I would 100% play Evan Ingram, too.
Sure.
Even though this is a little bit of a tougher matchup.
Ingram's actually the most expensive tight end.
I know.
In DraftKings this week. It's crazy.
And the Niners are actually sixth against fantasy tight ends.
You sucking on a lozenge?
I have to, dude, or I'm going to start coughing. I apologize for the mouth noises. From the Niners side, again, DraftKings, do you roll the dice on a guy like Beathard?
Ooh, well.
Giants are 31st. Listen, I got to talk about something during this game.
I know. You really don't.
Giants are 31st against fantasy quarterbacks, man.
I don't know that I'd roll him, but if somehow Garoppolo gets into the game.
Yeah.
I if they say that he's going to start, he would be my sneaky DraftKings play.
All right.
I mean, he's going to suck, but, you know.
Yeah.
Good matchup.
Again, you know, not a lot to like here other than Carlos Hyde. You got Goodwin. You got Aldrick Robinson, I guess.
I guess. Kittle's out. Garcon's out.
Yeah,
right?
Kittle's out. So maybe Garrett Celek might be a sneaky play this week.
Yeah.
Again, Giants are dead last against fantasy tight ends.
Almost 20 points a game to tight ends, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy amount. So maybe Garrett Celek.
Maybe. He's going to be cheap.
Yeah.
You know that.
But, I mean, you know, this is a game that I would look at hard in DraftKings to try to find some of those super cheap plays. But let's not get our hopes up here.
Yeah.
These are two very bad teams. Yeah, the score might actually be 2-0.
No, if anything, it's going to be, you know, 45-37.
Yeah,
something, yeah. Patriots at the Broncos. It's the Sunday night tilt.
Can Tom get off the schneid in Denver?
Maybe. Tom Brady is a guy you're going to play, of course. I mean, under what situation other than a bye week would you sit the dude? Running back-wise, a bad matchup for them. The Broncos are fourth against the run, but we've seen that they can be had if you have the horses. The Patriots don't really, quite frankly. I mean, you know, they throw the ball pretty well to these guys. Deion Lewis is actually averaging over 50 yards a game in his last four on the ground. Maybe you play him. You know, maybe you play James White because he's more of a receiver than he is a running back in this offense. So maybe James White in a PPR, he gets over five catches a game in that system. Burkhead's actually coming back, but he's not doing much. So really, Deion Lewis across the board, James White in a PPR. Temper your expectations, though, because, you know, this is a passing team. We all know it. Brandon Cooks is a go, of course. He can't sit that guy. Amendola maybe is a flex. I like him. The matchup isn't great. The Broncos are good against the pass. But, you know, the Patriots are, you know, probably one of the better offenses in the league. We all know it. Chris Hogan is doubtful with the shoulder. But if he plays, you know, he's been doing well enough. You got to kind of have to play that dude. But I really doubtful is not a status they throw around a lot. So I wouldn't look for him to go. Of course, Gronk, you're going to roll that guy. Brock Osweiler, you know, I thought he was going to be a little better last week, but I'm kind of glad he wasn't against the Eagles. But I think that he got a little more pressure and didn't really have places to throw. I don't mind Brock Osweiler this week for a couple reasons. First, I think they're going to have to throw the ball a lot because they're going to be behind. Second, the Patriots are 32nd against fantasy quarterbacks at almost 22 points per game. So Brock Osweiler could be another one of those sneaky DraftKings plays. I wouldn't hang even a small hope on him in a redraft league or a year-long league. But for DFS, yeah, Brock Osweiler, great matchup. What are you going to say? Plus, he's got receivers. So Patriots are pretty bad against fantasy running backs as well. C.J. Anderson, not doing great. Jamal Charles, not doing great. Devontae Booker is actually better out of the backfield as a receiver with 10 catches for 38 yards over the last three. Can't really recommend any of these guys, even though the matchup is tasty. Now, you may have to play one of them because you're desperate for a bye week or injuries have got you, but temper your expectations because those guys just aren't getting it done. All right. From the receivers room, you got a 30th place matchup against the Patriots. They kind of suck. Almost 40 points a game to these receivers. It looked like Osweiler had some Demaryius Thomas connection early in the Eagles game.
Yep.
And I kind of want to see that happen because I love Demaryius, dude. I think he's a great receiver.
They both are. Manny Sanders is a great receiver, too.
He is. And he actually did pretty well against the Eagles as well. He had a few catches. 5 for 76, actually, which doesn't suck. And Demaryius in his last three is averaging 5 for 24. Not great, but he has a couple TDs in there. So I would probably find a place for both of those guys to play just because the matchup is so great. I wouldn't fool with either of these tight ends. Again, the matchup is great, but, you know, Green, Derby, yeah, I don't think so.
Right. All right, the final game, Monday Night Tilt, Dolphins-Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay, the running backs in Miami, maybe they were right about Jay Ajayi. I don't know. They both played well. Drake had 69 yards on 9 carries, also caught 6 passes for 35.
Well, you know, it's amazing what being on the field can do for you.
That's true. Williams didn't do so well running the football, but caught 6 of his 6 targets for 47 and a snee. Not bad. However, this
snee
week...
Snee means touchdown.
It does. It's TD, snee, snee, snee.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're coming up against the Panthers, who are 3rd against fantasy running backs. Not a week I'm rolling the dice on Drake or Williams. No, spank you. Now, the wide receivers, I think you have to play both of them, irregardless, Kevin.
Yeah, irregardless.
Of their matchup. It's not as bad. Panthers are 12th against fantasy wide receivers, but Landry and Parker, they're just must plays. The real question, I think, is does Kenny Stills come back in and become part of the week 11 waiver wire talk again?
Nice.
Because that's what he does, right?
He does.
He caught 3 touchdowns in 2 games. Everybody picked him up, and he hasn't done anything since.
That's what happens, you know.
That's his move.
Same thing happened with Julius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Julius Thomas, no thank you. From the Panther side.
But wait, Julius had 84 yards on 6 catches and a touchdown last week against Oakland.
I'm not a believer.
I'm not either.
I mean, he hadn't done anything all year.
But it could be a new trend.
Here we go again.
Let me see that second game, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Let me see a second game, and in his case, maybe even a third, just based on his performance this season. All right, from the Panther side, I suppose you have to stick with Cam.
Well, I think you do.
I guess.
Just because he's, like, the best running back on the team.
Okay. He's not like. He is.
He is, yeah, okay.
So, I mean, listen, I think Christian McCaffrey is an outstanding young talent.
I see they're actually starting to give him the ball more as a running
back.
Right,
yeah. They got to figure out how to utilize him. He had 15 carries last week against Atlanta, 66 yards and a touchdown there. Also caught 5 passes on 6 targets. So he's a must start. Jay Stu is not.
Yeah. He's just kind of wish he was, yeah. But they're really moving toward McCaffrey there.
Right. I don't know why Kelvin Benjamin's still on this list. But,
I don't know either.
I will pull that out.
Did we talk about him for Buffalo? I don't think we did.
Did we?
I don't know. Was that your game or mine? Either way, I think he's playing this week and you got to play him.
Okay. From the wide receiver, Funches, I mean, I guess in a PPR I would play him. I wouldn't count on much out of him from like a standard league or something like that.
Not a great matchup either.
Yeah, and that's really it.
Yeah, not much else there you can hang your hat on.
What's the word on Olsen?
I think he's coming back. He's slated to come back, but yeah. I haven't heard about him coming back to practice or anything. So.
I haven't either, but I know he's eligible at some point. So,
and that
those beat them games, bitches.
All right, so we'll get there. Let's see. Let's take a look at some questions from the forum and from the email. If you want to get your question in, you can send an email to thefantasyfootballguys@gmail.com, or you can go to our forum and check us out there. D-Web 0825 says, "Gents, I've been unlucky this year in one of my leagues. It's a full-point peeper. I have the most points in the league with a weekly average of .137, but I'm 3-6 and in last place. Obviously, I need to win this week. Just traded LeSean McCoy and Tariq Hill for Melvin Gordon, Doug Martin, and Alshon Jeffrey."
Like it.
I think he did all right. "Who should I start? His quarterback is Wilson. I think you go with him. Running backs are Gordon, DeMarco, Marlon Mack, Drake, Martin." That would be, of course, the Dugginator. "Collins and Henry." Dude, I think he doesn't say he has a flex. But I think you got him in the right order. I think, you know, Gordon and Murray are your two running backs, right?
Yeah. I might move Doug Martin up ahead of Mack, Drake, all them guys.
Yeah, but if you just need two, I think it's Gordon and Murray. Yep. And then, yeah, if you need a flex, it's Doug Martin or Collins, maybe. Or Henry, really. But really, Mack and Drake are really kind of belong at the bottom of the list till we see more out of them.
Yeah.
The wide receivers are Hopkins, Corey Davis, Robert Woods, Crabtree and Jeffrey. Crabtree and Jeffrey are on bye this week. I would move Woods ahead of Davis.
We do.
I might move. Well, I'm not going to move him ahead of Hopkins to be sure. But if you have a flex here, I would get it from the running back list, and it would probably be Collins or maybe even Derrick Henry. I think Martin hasn't really shown enough to be in there.
Maybe
against those other two.
All right.
And Gronk is, of course, the tight end. So there you go. Thanks for your help. He says, "You're welcome."
All right. Craig says, hey there, guys. I'm in a 12-team family league, which I am the third-year commissioner for. In order to accommodate for the lack of tight ends in this stretch league, why is it stretched?
12 teams?
I have put in a second flex spot while taking out the tight end slot.
Yeah, okay.
That's cool. Well, he says, but this isn't my problem. Prior
I'm
to
glad
the season
you mentioned
beginning,
it, though,
we all agreed that 20 total adds on the season would be ample enough of adds to conduct a successful team. However, after losing OBJ, Allen Robinson, Deshaun Watson, thus Will Fuller, and yeah, you haven't lost Fuller yet, and with Zeke's suspension still looming, who would be the best waiver wire ad this week for someone I can plan on riding out for the remainder of the season? I have used 19 of my 20 ads this season. Appreciate any advice. Craig, a diehard SoCal Chargers fan living in Northern California. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Greg, it wasn't this week. The waiver wire was pretty yucky this week. There was, yeah. I don't think there was anybody you can ride the season. I guess maybe Kenyon Drake if he was still out there, but...
Well, you know...
I wouldn't hang my hat on the Dolphins running back.
All right, so he's talking about he needs a running back, right? Or just anybody, right?
Well, he's looking for, you know, but he's got one ad left. That's it.
Okay, so here's who was on the waiver wire show Tuesday for at running back and wide receiver, right? Matt, I don't know what system he used, but Matt Forte was available in 58% of Yahoo leagues. Corey Clement, also available in 98% of leagues.
Eh.
I did mention Damian Williams. Thomas Rawls, I mentioned him as well. Danny Woodhead coming back. From injury, he's 73% availability. You said it's a full point PPR. He may be a go for it. Is a full point PPR, right?
He doesn't say.
Okay, so if it is, then Woodhead's a guy you might want. For wide receiver, Deontay Thompson. You know he's blown up recently. 96% availability. This was on Tuesday. So you know these the percentage may be different now because free agency's gone through. Robert Woods was available in 66% of leads. He's a guy you can probably hang your hat on. Marquise Lee for Jacksonville, 75 yards in a TD. He was available in over half of leagues. And, dude, you know, who knows? Josh Gordon's back. I wouldn't count on him, but...
He's attending meetings.
He's doing individual workouts. So at some point he's going to be back. Now, who knows whether he can stay back or be good when he comes back. But that's a guy I wouldn't consider hanging my hat on that guy. As it were. SARS Monster says, would you go Thielen, Juju, or Robbie Anderson in a standard? Yeah, it's got to be Thielen.
Ooh, in a standard, though.
Well, here's the thing. He gets a lot of catches and yards come from that. Juju, we've seen a game out of him, and Robbie Anderson's more of a catch and touchdown guy than Thielen. I think Thielen's the go there.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you know about Jeff and Andy or not, guys, but I do want to tell you about them. It's two ordinary guys who got fed up with buying an overpriced product to do something that all guys have to do, and that is shave.
So these two guys started a company called Harry's, and they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience to ensure the highest quality. All products are backed by a 100% quality guarantee.
Harry's offers blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razor, selling directly to you over the World Wide Web.
Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/ffguys. Just pay a few bucks for shipping.
I got the trial kit, and dude, I got to tell you, I really like it. The shave is really close, no irritation on the skin. I love the shave gel that came with it. The whole thing is just smooth. It smells good. And, you know, you have some razors you have to kind of go over the same spot two or three times. Yeah. Not this. You just slide over it. And the blades, the five blades, just cut really well. So if you're a dude who owns a face, you owe it to yourself to give Harry's a go. I think you'll switch from your old blades to Harry's, just like over 3 million other guys have.
Claim your free trial offer today from Harry's, a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover the shipping.
Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle. It's nice and heavy.
It is. I like that.
You know, some of the ones you get are not. They're really kind of cheap feeling. This one feels really, really good. You also get five precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade on the back. You get rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover. Pretty cool.
To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/ffguys right now. That's harrys.com/ffguys.
All right, I think we have more questions on the email.
Oh, Chris says, all right, guys, another week of fantasy and more questions as always, all 1 point PBR.
All right.
Didn't think I'd have to ask about Doug Martin, but it seems like I have to this week. Pick one, Doug Martin, Deion Lewis, Will Fuller, or Kenyon Drake.
I still think it's Doug.
Probably is.
You know, if we still had Watson,
I might play Fuller.
Dude, even when he was blowing up, he'd have three catches a game.
Yeah, but two touchdowns. That makes up for a lot of catches, dude.
You know, I get that, but you know, PPR doesn't matter.
He was targeted 8 times last week.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably Doug Martin. But I'm just saying, I don't trust Kenyon Drake yet. Maybe, but not after one game.
Yeah, in a PPR, I'd go with Williams, but he's not on your team, so.
Right. He says, I need a flex and a wide receiver out of this stack if Dez doesn't play. Juju, Kenyon Drake, Matt Forte, Will Fuller, Jimmy Graham. Have Ingram as my tight end. So here's the thing. For me, this is between Forte and Fuller, and I'd probably play Forte.
Well, Forte could be the flex. He needs a wide receiver as well, and for me, that would probably be Juju.
I didn't see that.
Over Will Fuller.
I'd play Fuller.
For what, dude?
The guy has a million touchdowns.
Yeah, with the last quarterback.
I think he's going to be all right.
I'm going to take Juju.
Okay, I'll take Will Fuller. We've seen a game out of Juju.
We've seen a game with Will Fuller and Tom Savage. What did he have?
36 yards.
Ooh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Pick 3, Keenan Allen, Funches, Devonta Adams, Thielen, Corey Davis, and Fuller. So it's definitely Devonta Adams, definitely Thielen, and probably Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I would go with that. I mean, you know, Funches has a little value. You know what, dude? I think Devonta Adams is a better receiver than Funches, but I like Funches' quarterback better.
Yeah, me
honestly
too.
I mean, because, you know, the Green Bay guy is just not getting it done. You know, Hudley. Brett Hudley is just not doing it.
I still play Adams.
Okay, and I don't hate that. I just, you know, we've seen a couple games out of Hundley, and it's just he's not good.
No, he's not.
Now, you know, it's his first game experience. Yeah, so you know, there's some growing pains there, but I don't want him to grow on, you know, at my expense. I'll take Funches over Adams just because he's going to get the ball from a guy who's used to throwing NFL passes.
All right. So finally, pick one: T.Y. Hilton, Kupp, Ginn, Junior, or Juju.
You had me T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, he showed last week. He can't find him. Thanks for the help as always. Hope you guys are enjoying a few cold ones while doing the show tonight. Nope, I'm sick.
He's sick. So he gets no cold ones.
That's right.
Anyway, so I guess that's the show, dude.
That's right. All right.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you, brother.
We're going to leave these. We're going to leave the post up so you can get us some questions for Saturday if you want. Of course, you can always email us. We'll be back Saturday morning, 11 o'clock Eastern time with the live show. Get ready to call. Yeah. Write this number down, 650-733-8334. And you can get on live with us. Hopefully, Lyle won't be so snorty, coughing.
Man, I muscled through it today. It was rough.
It was a rough spot there.
Yeah, my throat's on fire, dude.
I had to rock basically 3 games in a row. That was rough.
Sorry, man.
I couldn't talk, dude. Yeah, I got you. All right, enjoy your Friday, Saturday, Thursday night game.
Yeah. Thursday.
Should be a snoozer. All right, we'll be back Saturday. Enjoy your time, and we'll see you.